dollars of aid just help them to construct their own country in that region. And we have a better suggestion, of course, and we say that please allow for referendums in Palestine. Those people who come from Palestine, they are the locals. They are originally Palestinians, Jews, Christians, and Muslims, must be allowed to choose. Why are you imposing on them your ideology? No one should interfere. No one should impose anything upon the people. Why are you imposing upon Palestinians to approve of the occupation of their land? I'm putting this question to pro-Israeli European governments. I'm asking the American public, would you allow part of your country to be occupied by others? And then people to talk about two governments, I'm sure that no one will accept such a proposition. Why are you approving such a situation for Palestinians? The solution we are offering is a humanitarian solution. And you know that Palestinians will not accept. And the only way is the resistance of the Palestinian people. And if it were not for the Palestinian resistance, right now the disgraced, brutal Zionists would talk about the Euphrates border. And some people, you know, they feign ignorance in our region. Some of the governments of the region are deceiving themselves. And they should not recognize this regime and have diplomatic relations with it. If it were not for the pressure of Palestinians and the countries of the region, the Israeli regime will start again its quest for occupation. The nature of the Zionist regime is a belligerent occupation policy, and it can never be for peace, and it can never live peacefully with other countries of the region. If it even has 1 inch of the Palestinian territory, again, it will repeat its past history. And you must know that the only way to save Palestine and humanity would be the resistance of the Palestinian public. The world should know, Western powers should know, that some of the politicians who dream of a compromise with the Zionist regime should know that the Palestinian people are vigilant, Iranians are vigilant, and as long as the Palestine is freed and liberated, they will continue their movement. But right now that I'm in your presence, I want to talk a little bit about Iran's nuclear issue. You are well aware of Iran's nuclear case. Iran's nuclear issue is in line with the plots of Western powers against freedom-loving nations as well as the nations of the region. The most important excuse they have for opposing Iran's certain right to nuclear energy is that a nuclear Iran will be detrimental to the Zionist regime. and they do not want any country to make progress. They do not want nations to reach the zenith of knowledge. They do not want countries to have good agriculture and industry and to be independent, because they have their long-term interests in mind and they want to secure their evil positions. They want to strengthen their hegemony in the region. And it was quite clear that Iran's nuclear case would not remain a legal issue, but will turn into a political problem. And of course, it doesn't mean that it will have any effect on Iran's nuclear programs. And it doesn't mean that we have had any case of divergence or we have acted illegally. It is quite clear what we have done. It's quite clear that it's a political excuse to stop the progress of Iranians. They put a lot of pressure on the agency, and they impose a number of decisions upon the agency and made Iran's nuclear issue a political problem instead of dealing with it in a legal framework. And they said that if you want to benefit from nuclear rights, then a number of powerful Western powers must be appeased, and you must win their trust. And this was a very big divergence in Iran's nuclear case, because we do not see any reason why a number of countries should have more rights, why an international organization should be run only by a few powerful nations. And then they came with a number of preconditions which are impossible to meet even if you continue 500 years down the road. They say you should win our trust, but I'm asking, when can we win your trust? And indirectly, they were telling us that you will have our trust when you just forget about your right to nuclear energy. And we know what was the topic when they diverted the issue from the agency and they brought major powers in to follow this policy. And even they said that you are not allowed to have academic disciplines related to the issue. They wanted to close down our center in Isfahan, and it has nothing to do with the nuclear activities. Even when we asked for 20 centrifuges, they said that you should continue negotiation for 10 years so that you will have 20 centrifuges for research purposes. It was a clear case of divergence. And the more we progress, the more we had to just give in to their pressures. And it was undermining our position. But when the Iranian nation made up its mind to change the course, it's been for 2 years that through God's grace, and through the support of the leader of the revolution and the steadfastness and solidarity of the Iranian nation, we have had a number of achievements. And right now, by God's grace, the issue has been returned to the agency, which means that the agency again is playing the role it should play. It has two missions. The first mission is to have supervision over the member states, and second, to safeguard the legal rights of the member states. And fortunately, right now we see that the case is returned to the agency, and the Secretary General of the agency have said that they want to go back to their legal position again. And I think that this is a great achievement. I have already pointed out that from our perspective, the controversial issue of Iran's nuclear case is now over. And I think that is a very clear message, which means that we are no longer prepared to be active in the political scene and to argue about Iran's rights to nuclear technology with great powers. We are a member of the agency. We have a number of rights and responsibilities. We have observed all the responsibilities, but we have not completely benefited from our rights. One of our rights will mean that both the agency and other countries should help us to have access to fuel cycle, but we will deprive of that assistance. Another right we are entitled to is to be supported, but we were not supported. But we have abided by the responsibilities we have had. And right now, from our perspective, the case is closed. Some people ask us, why do you say the case is closed? The agency has a number of questions to ask. And we say, okay, this is one of the responsibilities of the agency to ask questions. We should remember that the agency is not asking questions only from Iran. And it has maybe 50-fold questions to ask from European countries. And these are tougher questions. I think the agency should be asking the U.S. a number of questions, and we know that the U.S. is now testing the fifth generation of nuclear weapons, and it's now clear, quite logical for us to answer questions of the agency. But it doesn't mean that we are in a critical condition. Some people say, how do you say the case is closed? Some of the major powers are shouting and screaming. And we say that these screams of major powers mean that the case is closed. And it's a great victory for the Iranian nation owing to its steadfastness and its reliance on God's power. Some of these nations still are asleep. They think that psychological warfare or threat of war will restore the former situation. I said it already and I want to say it again. I sent a message to them and I said that it's over again. And the Iranian nation is now supporting the leader in a united front. And this nation is not for aggression. And it only wants what it is entitled to. But the world should know that it will not give even one small portion of what belongs to it. Of course, the world must be aware of the fact that we are for negotiations. We are for talks and rationality. They can come and talk to us about constructive cooperation. They can talk about world peace with us. They can talk about world security with us. Someone told me that let's establish a consortium and have joint activities. And I said this suggestion should have been made 2 years ago. We made a suggestion, but you rejected it. And today, I think that we have this consortium. We have the fuel cycle. We do not need you. But again, we are ready to have a kind of cooperation, a conglomerate in our country, in your country, to work together. And we can have joint investment. But it is not related to Iran's industrial scale use of nuclear technology. We are for negotiations about world problems, about economic cooperations, but the world should know that the Iranian nation is not willing to sit down and to talk about its undeniable rights. But I want to say a few more sentences. I want to address the Iranian nation first. You great nation, first of all, I want you to appreciate and be aware of your potentials and to know that this nuclear issue is legally closed. You must be aware and vigilant. The secret to our victory is solidarity and unity. Trust in God and following the teachings of the Supreme Leader. This is the secret of all the victories we have. This is a fortress which cannot be penetrated. and please be careful and vigilant again. It is true that we have won in one area, but hostilities still continue. Ill intentions still are there. Plots again are being set against us. And our enemies are active. There are a few powers who have not lost hope yet, and they see that they have lost in the nuclear issue, so they are trying to find other excuses. Be aware and vigilant. I want you to be vigilant. We must be vigilant.
اجازه بدید من کوچیک شما ملت عزیز هستم هوشیار باشیم
we must be vigilant
درست نکنند
so that there will not be a new game by great powers and I'm addressing those major powers now you have tried to show your hostility for 28 years to the Iranian nation what did you achieve You wanted to wipe off Iran from the map of the world. What did you achieve? And right now, you are admitting that Iran is a regional power. Of course, you know that Iran is an international power. Of course, the power of the Iranian nation is not based on weapons or economic hegemony or deception or lies. Iranian nation's power is based on its culture, from its civilization, from its faith in God, from its pure faith. And that is why other nations all over the world love the Iranian nation, and it has given us a kind of international scope. That's why we have fans all over the world. So we are an international power now. We have a word of advice for you. It is to your benefit to be a friend of the Iranian nation. It is to your benefit to be beside the Iranian nation. You need the Iranian nation. Let's be together. Do not start a new game. Well, something happened called September the 11th. And you know what was the consequence? In that pretext, they occupied Afghanistan, they occupied Iraq, and hundreds of thousands of people were killed. And right now, they still want to do the same. And they are starting a new Holocaust. We have this advice to them. Do not start another problem. Do not come up with a holy lie. Let's have a fine fact-finding group to find the root of the causes and to uproot the evil. Do not start the old game you have played for 60 years. And when it comes to Iran's nuclear case, do not come up with new tricks, because I can assure you that it will not bear fruits. Another advice for some of the people, of course, they know that Iranians are united, but we have a number of people inside the country who have access to media, maybe out of fear, and of course, maybe they are impressed by the hullabaloo of some major Western powers, or maybe due to some other reasons, they are somehow uncomfortable with the fact that Iran's nuclear case has been solved by God's grace. So they feel unhappy about this fact. So they want to interfere unnecessarily, and they say that we want to come up with solutions so that we can tackle Iran's nuclear standoff. There is no standoff. Who is in the standoff? All the people of the world should know, and Iran should know, that this divine nation has never been in a kind of deadlock. Right now, enemies of the Iranian nation are in a deadlock and they do not know what to do. They are mournful. They illegally took us to the Security Council. They had resolution passed illegally, and right now they are in a deadlock and they do not know how to solve the issue. Maybe you want to save them from the deadlock. Otherwise, we are not in a deadlock situation. Or maybe some people feel responsible and arbitrarily try to have negotiation with those powers. And you know, they are in a deadlock situation and they have no way out, so they are trying to find some new excuses. My word of advice to both is that you cannot do anything. Through God's grace, of course, but if you want to start a new game, I want to tell you that, like the previous games, it will only bring you disgrace and regret. I would like to thank the Iranian nation. I would like to thank the leader of the revolution, and I would like to hail the best of God's creations, the one who is the center of God's grace.